All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlach from the Intellect territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkanaw, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys on this July 31st, 2025. We have a subject today, and it's on achievement. We have some of our regular guests coming in. We have Wegedesk from the East Coast, a high diving champion of the world. We have Mr. Salar from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We have my brother Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkanaw, BC. And also we have Lady Faima joining us later on. So stay tuned for all that. We have some special music coming from Domcraft. We have Dr. Funk and the Good Times, Red Foo, and Jorge Riaz. And Emma and the Ragmen, they're from Scotland. Jorge Riaz is from Mexico. Red Foo is from L.A. And Dr. Funk is from the U.K. And Domcraft is from Sweden. They're one of my favorite bands of the right now. And we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Sweden, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Norway, from Italy, from Spain, from Egypt, from India, from UK, from Russia, from Ukraine, from Philippines, from China, from Japan, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our odyssey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And just making this world a better, awesome place in the universe. So we're going to start off our program with some energetic music from Domcraft. And this is their song called Meltdown of the Orb. So have a listen. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Man, if you had any bugs in your head or in your ears, they're out now. Man, pretty powerful song. And we were trying to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, but we haven't been able to. Some technical difficulties. So we're going to carry on, and we're going to do what he usually does and lead us through some deep breaths. And we're going to imagine inhaling and accepting all the positivity of the world. And when we exhale, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negativity and junk that builds up in our lives, and get rid of it. So on 3, 2, 1. Last one. Woo. Man, it's always great to get all that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, and get us all fired up and ready for an awesome show. Our subject today is on achievement, and I've been thinking about that quite a bit lately, and Counselor Fari, she made a segment in our program, which was called Talking with Achievers. And so that kind of inspired me, and I was thinking about it because coming from the background of the Native heritage of the residential school system and all the outfall of that, the negativity that really built up in a lot of lives in the indigenous peoples. And I was thinking about it, and I was just realizing the impacts that happened through all our families and communities, and just the oodles of negativity that just builds up and created these catastrophic developments, causing the state of anemia. And if you guys don't know what that is, look it up. It's pretty powerful and horrendous. It's people that go through genocide and survive. And it's pretty heartbreaking and powerful. But it really brought light to me and made me realize the impact that it had on our people, and what they endured and survived and managed to come through. And it made me very proud of my parents and my community that we were able to go through that and come out shining and striving to become better people, better human beings. And even though we didn't know what exactly went through until later on, and it's only been about 3 or 4 years since we realized the magnitude of what these people went through and survived, and it makes me very proud and happy of my parents and all those that went through it and survived, and just were able to come out of that and help make me who I am. And all the great work that they went through and in trying to ensure that we never had to go through that, meaning the rest of the new generations. It's just something that really inspires me to be proud of who I am and be proud of all those people, all the indigenous people that went through that and survived it. And it's something that each one of us can be proud of and realize that, you know, that in itself is a great achievement. to be able to survive through the state of anemia. It's something incredible. And I just really so proud of the people that came through and survived. And it brings to light on the dilemma and the problems that we see, particularly down East Hastings and in the communities where, you know, it's riddled with addiction and negativity. And it's just inspiring to know that even though they went through all that trauma and tribulations, they endured and they're still alive, they're still kicking, they're still making the ancestors proud. And I'm just so happy and enthused that I'm able to come and share on Free Voices and try to be a beacon of positivity for all those that tune in and listen, and just show that the world that, you know, we need to use our voices to bring to light the dark things that happened in the past, because that's the only way that we can make them not happen again, is to remember. And I really thank everyone that listens in, tunes in, and just helps to be a difference in this world and want to make a difference in this world and just be a positive influence. I'm very proud of all our regular guests that come on and share and add their input to all our programs. It's just a blessing, and it's an honor, and it's a privilege. And a big shout out to Magnus and Jesse and Conovar and our newest member, Nicole. These are all people up here that keep our radio program going and going strong. They make sure all the computers are running and all the programs are working as great as can be. And yeah. And so I guess we're going to have to carry on our program, and we will be coming up next. We will be having Mr. Salar, and we have a special song picked for him, and we're going to play it just before we get on with our program here. And so stay with us. We're going to play some Dr. Funk and The Good Times. So have a listen, enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Ooh, man.
Manda!
That was Dr. Funk and the Good Times, and their song was called Roadrunner. So that was a special song that I saved up. It must be in about 3 years. I've had it for a special occasion, and I saved that one. And I decided it's going to go for Mr. Salar, and we have him on the line with us. Welcome to the program, Mr. Salar. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, dear Chief. I'm very good. I am very pleased and honored to be again on this wonderful, wonderful program. And I send my love to all your dear listener and co-worker, and you especially. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And we have a subject today, and it's on achievement, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Definitely. You know, when you send me the topic of today's program, achievement, I was thinking, how about that I talk about this utopia of mine that I have is not something very hard, it's reachable, but it is, I was thinking, how about we teach our children how to choose an aim in life and then try to achieve it. What I want to say is that for me, always thinking that education and upbringing of a child is the most important thing, I thought, how about from the childhood we explain our children what actually achievement is, to set a goal and then try to reach the goal and your best ability, knowledge, and power. And then guide him that this goal is worth when it is to the benefit of the whole mankind. Because only then we will be able to proceed as a human society, as a people in a global village. So if we can make this clear picture for our children and then be with them step by step and always guide them and tell them what is the best, but at the same time let them think and try and then talk the result with them, so that at the end of the second time we will have a right number or a lot of young people who know what is actually a goal which is worth it and how they can achieve it. And when they achieve this goal, then actually the achievement is very high and respectable, because it is for the better of the human society. And also, when we talk with them and walk with them to build this goal and achieve it, it is also good that at the same time we let them know that they should also pay special attention to the women race in this human society, because an educated and advanced woman will be the mother of tomorrow's